Blog Talk Radio.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. This is your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. What's going on with you guys? Guys, hope you guys are having a good night. We're ready to do the show. Hope you guys are excited because we're excited to do the show. You know, I say the same thing every night, but it doesn't make it not true. So, Jay, let's get into it. What we got for today?
All right, guys. So the topics that we have for you today are, can friends have sex and still keep it on a friendship level? We're going to be talking about police boycotting Quentin Tarantino's movies. And we're going to be talking about manga as the new mainstream comic. So, let's get started. The first topic we're going to be talking about today, guys, is can friends have sex and keep it on a friendship level? Now, this is an easy enough question, which has a lot of different answers to it. You know, it just popped into my head, and I was thinking, you know, in my opinion, I think it's a yes. But then again, everyone has their own opinion. And the reason I think that is, you know, you don't have to be attracted to someone to have sex with them. We all know that. Things happen. You might be horny or whatever that day and just want to, you know, let loose. Maybe you haven't gotten some in a while and you just want to have sex. And then, you know, your friend's there. Both of you are horny or whatever. And it just happens. And then you can keep it on a friendship level after that. Now, a lot of other people might disagree with me. Chris, what's your opinion?
Yeah, I just think it happens, Jay. You know, you can't just be friends with someone you're having sex with, you know? So, since Jay is obviously not speaking to me, I want to say that I think it's more than likely, it's more of a possibility for you guys just to be, it's going to get awkward. Maybe you won't be able to remain friends the entire time because someone's bound to develop feelings for one another. Like I was saying, you know, they created a whole movie genre around this. So what's to make you think that, you know, the exception happens all the time? I mean, look at the movie Friends with Benefits. The reason that, you know, they ended up together in the end regardless. I mean, it's called Friends with Benefits and yet they ended up together. You see, it just happens. It's very difficult to remain friends once you start sleeping with someone. It's just how it is. Now, Jay, what I want to know is, do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? I mean, I know you're on the you have the assumption that yeah, you can remain friends, and that's fine. But I'm more geared towards the assumption that once you start sleeping with someone, you know, it changes everything. Maybe the relationship changes in small ways, but it's not going to stay the same. And I don't know, sex complicates things. I mean, ask anybody around. I mean, like I was saying, there's always exceptions to rules. Maybe me, maybe you. I mean, yeah, there's people that are bound to just remain friends and have casual sex and people that can do that, but the majority of people cannot do that, and it changes everything. Jay, I just want to say if you are on, I cannot hear you. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, I hear your point, and I get what you're saying, but I do think that it can happen, and I think that people can make it work, because I've heard cases of people making it work. Yes, sex can change things because there's jealousy and things of that nature. People develop feelings, and, you know, when sex is involved, most of the time someone develops feelings. But I do think it can happen, and I think, you know, you just got to choose the person wisely. If you think they're going to end up having feelings or someone's going to get hurt, then don't do it. But I do think it can happen.
Yeah, but like I was saying, I don't think it's like a regular occurrence. It's very rare when something like that happens. I mean, I brought this up like twice already, but it has its own genre in the movies, shows, whatever. It can't be done. Apparently, everyone who sleeps together ends up in a relationship. I want to say at least 90%, 95% of people that have sex, it changes their relationship at least some way. Maybe 5% can just sleep together, remain friends, and keep it casual. But that's no more than that. And if the majority can't keep it the same, then obviously my opinion is going to be that it can't happen, because, you know, that's a very, like, wide margin, a very different margin that it's going to change the relationship. That's just, you know, the opinion that I have for this.
Yeah, and like I said before, everyone has their own opinion on this. And these go on for days and different reasons in there. You know, and I just wanted to know everyone's opinion. So for those of you listening to the show now, go ahead and, you know, chat with us a little bit on Twitter. My Twitter handle is JC Films. What's yours, Chris? Well, he's not saying anything. Again, I just want to get everyone's opinion and whatnot on the matter, because I think this is a very interesting conversation, and, you know, everyone has their own opinion to it. Yes, hello?
Hello?
Chris, so are you there? Yeah.
Yeah. apparently, Jay, you ended the episode really you ended the episode, so the episode can't continue or something like that?
No, it looks like we're live right now.
Okay, well, okay, so do you want to just continue the show then?
Okay, moving on to our next topic. Sorry, guys, technical difficulties. Apparently,
we just got a call from our producer. So.
Yeah, apparently my brother doesn't know what's going on, so let's just continue the episode. Sorry, guys. So moving on to our next topic. So our next topic we're going to be talking about, manga is the new mainstream. So for those of you who don't get my point, is a lot of people are consider comic books or DC and Marvel to be the mainstream, you know, well, comics per se, to be mainstream in the United States and everybody's reading them. But manga is starting to move into that spot, wouldn't you agree?
I mean, yeah, but it's been very prevalent in Japan, and I just think it's becoming more, like, widely known here. I mean, now people are in the Western culture are getting used to it, they're adapting to it, and it's becoming very big. I mean, I know we're into a lot of anime, and anime is taken from manga, so manga is, like, some, and, you know, we like it, too. I mean, we don't usually, like, read it all and, like, look at it like that, but it's super popular now, and it's blowing up, and I want to, like, it's blowing up here especially, because it's always been big. So you get to see, like, some of the influence from Japan coming to us and how popular it is in our culture now. Because, yeah, it's mainstream now, and there are a lot of people into it, and including me and you. And, you know, I think it's cool to see something like that. You know, that's what's cool about the States, is that you get such a mixture of culture everywhere here. And you see, like, all the influences from different places. Like, manga is just one of the influences that we get from Japan. And we get to see how it focuses, like, comes into our media. And we see it on, you know, in the anime that we watch, or, you know, everything that you know, entails around there, that we see the influence that we get. And I think it's cool. And I know, and I see it, like, every day, and how it's becoming more of a part of our mainstream culture.
Yeah, and exactly. And the reason I bring this up is because Pace Magazine posted an excellent article on why failing to cover titles like Attack on Titan in the Western press is ignoring the actual mainstream in comics. Because Attack on Titan has sold 52 million copies in print globally, I believe, this year, which is pretty much setting the standard in manga. Well, not the standard, but because Attack on Titan is exceptionally popular, so it obviously sells more than some other manga. But, I mean, when's the last time you heard of a comic, you know, selling that much? I mean, manga is becoming, like, the new mainstream comic, in my opinion. And, you know, we have two parallel mainstreams, which pretty much developed with the manga and then Marvel and DC. And don't get me wrong, Marvel and DC are still very popular and very, you know, a lot of people buy their stuff and, you know, still support it. But then, you know, manga, not everybody mentions it, or it doesn't get the, how can I say, limelight like the comic books of DC and Marvel get. And to me, it, like, boggles my mind because it's doing just as well, if not maybe a little bit better than comic books nowadays.
I mean, I don't know how this works, if this is even related, but I feel like comic books and manga are influenced by one another. I may want to say that comic books are influenced by manga, maybe vice versa. But you can see, yeah, like how they, you know, how they collide into each other. And you see now there's a massive explosion, especially something like comic books that are coming to, you know, movies or television shows like The Flash, like Arrow, and the big, like, the big explosion of all the hero movies we have now. Now you're starting to see that, like, over here as well with manga. You see all the anime coming out, and you see how Attack on Titan is super popular, and they're making a movie about it in Japan, and it's probably going to come to the States as well. So, like, you get to see, like, how big it's becoming, not just because manga, obviously, is, like, a huge foundation in Japan. Like you know how we have all their teen dramas and everything. They have their manga and their anime over there. It's super popular. And you even see that over here and how popular it's becoming over here as well. You know, something like Pokemon or you know, Digimon or even Attack on Titan, which is super popular. And it's, like, the themes that they use over there, you know, everyone feels that. If you're a person, you know, you can relate to the themes over here. That's why Attack on Titan and all these other manga and anime are popular, because it's the same type of issues that our comic books or our media deal with as well. So I can see how the two can correlate and how they take, give and take from each other, in a sense, I guess.
Yeah, in my opinion, if we started comparing, you know, comic books globally instead of just in the U.S., we would probably see a very big difference. Because if we compared manga with comic books globally, I think manga would be would make higher profits and be more selling than comic books. But compared to the U.S., manga doesn't do as well. And, yeah, comic books would be mainstream in the U.S. But if we compare it globally, I do think manga would edge out comic books. And that's just my final thoughts on that. But, guys, again, if you have a comment about this, talk to us on Twitter. But we have reached the halfway point of our show. So, guys, we're going to head to a quick commercial break. And we'll be back right after this commercial. So see you soon.
Now shut up and drive.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanted sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves.
via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Bristol Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join TrueConvos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. Hope commercial break wasn't too long. I know we had some technical difficulties in the first half. You see, I can't even speak right now. I know we had some technical difficulties in the first half, but we hope to have cleaned that up by now. So let's get to it. We're going to have a crazy second half for you guys. Let's get into it. Jay, what we got?
All right. So let's refresh their memory on what we talked about in the first half. So, guys, in the first half, we talked about can friends have sex and keep it on a friendship level, and we also talked about manga is the new mainstream, you know, as far as comic books or manga is concerned. Now, in the second half, we're going to be talking about Quentin Tarantino. For those of you who know or don't know, he's the famous director that has given us some great movies such as Pulp Fiction. Guys, I couldn't remember, I blanked for his name, but Pulp Fiction is one of his major movies, and Django Unchained was his more recent, for those of you who've seen that. But the story or the thing that I wanted to let you know, guys, is police officers are boycotting his movies, and it's all because of a statement that he said. So before we get into that, let me know what you think they're boycotting it for, if it's the police department.
It's either something illegal or he said something bad about cops. It's one of the two. So I'm going to go with most likely he said something illegal. Maybe that goes against the law, and then cops are unhappy with it and are attempting to take it down. Am I close? What is it? Did he say something bad about the country? What is that? I don't even know. What did he say?
So what he said is, because this is going along with some of the victims that have been being murdered. I'm a human being with a conscience. And if you believe there's a murder going on, then you need to rise up and stand up against it. I'm here to say I'm on the side of the murdered. So he's pretty much calling the police murderers. So they didn't take too kindly to that. So as you can imagine, police forces on both sides of the United States have decided to call a boycott against the director, in all his films, including the upcoming Christmas Day release of The Hit. The NYPD were the first to speak out against the filmmaker after he made some disparaging remarks, like I just read to you guys, towards the police in general this weekend. He didn't single anybody out, but, you know, he did talk about the police. And then the LAPD have decided to join the NYPD in boycotting his films as well. Do you think that this is a little extreme, or do you agree with the police?
Well, I want to start by talking about the comments he made first. So I want to start by saying I respect and I appreciate the job the police do. But he is not the first person to voice concerns like this. I mean, you see it all the time on social media that he's just giving his opinion. And, you know, instead of getting defensive, maybe police departments or police officers might want to look at it and maybe see what they can do better, like, to better help the community and better help citizens. But I do think I think they're blowing it a little out of proportion. I mean, that's why we have the First Amendment, right? Like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion and to voice their own opinion. Yeah, it might not shed the greatest light on police officers. Maybe it was a little uncalled for, but then again, he didn't do anything illegal. He just gave his opinion, said it, and now he's ruffled some police feathers. But I don't think they should. They can anyway. They can't, like, take down his movie, or they can't, like, you know, not play it. You get me? Like, that's my personal opinion. I think it's being blown a little bit out of proportion. The comment wasn't so flattering, but maybe they should learn from it, and, you know, maybe they just should give a statement back on how they're going to try to be better, something, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, Quentin Tarantino first drew the ire of the NYPD after he appeared at a NYC rally this past weekend to protest police brutality. Once he did that, the police had a couple things to say about him. They said, "We fully support constructive dialogue about how police interact with citizens, but there is no place for inflammatory rhetoric that makes police officers even bigger targets than we already are." Film director Quentin Tarantino took irresponsibility to a new and completely unacceptable level this past weekend by referring to police as murderers during an anti-police march in New York. So they really didn't appreciate that. And another person said that New Yorkers need to send a message to this purveyor of degeneracy that he has no business coming to our city to peddle his slanderous cop fiction. It's time for a boycott of Quentin Tarantino films. And that was another police officer that said that. And then somebody else said, we fully support this boycott of Quentin Tarantino films. Hateful rhetoric dehumanizes police and encourages attacks on us. And questioning everything we do threatens public safety by discouraging officers from putting themselves in positions where their legitimate actions could be falsely portrayed as thuggery. Now, before I get your opinion on this, Chris, I just want to quickly give my opinion. Officers and the job that they do, because I know it's dangerous and they put their lives on the line every day, and it's a difficult job, and it's one that I wouldn't want to do. And I will say that personally, it's something that I believe is very difficult, and, you know, they get a lot, and lately they've been getting a lot of blame or criticism when not all of it is rightfully so. Now, I just want to say this. Everyone has a right to freedom of speech. If Quentin Tarantino feels that way, he has the right to say it without the police department copying an attitude or getting very defensive. If it was just a regular person, they probably wouldn't say anything, or they wouldn't say something so popular. But because it was Quentin Tarantino, and yes, I am fully aware he's made his comments public as well, but, I mean, I feel like they're just getting very defensive. And they just got to look at how it is nowadays and realize what's been going on and maybe, you know, try to solve those issues instead of bad-mouthing Quentin Tarantino. Now go ahead and give your final thoughts on the matter.
Okay, to end our show and end this segment, or to end this topic anyway, I just want to say, it's a give-and-take relationship between the citizens and the police department. The police department are trying their best to protect us. They go into hostile situations, and that's why you can understand that maybe they're apprehensive sometimes, or they might do something that you deem excessive because they're going into a situation where they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if they're going to go home. So you have to understand that. But yet they have to understand the police department has to understand the frustrations of the citizens. They want things to get better, and they only, you know, with media now, you see it getting worse and worse, and that's not something we want to see, but we have to get better with each other, both the citizens and the police, you know, and I respect to the police department, but they should respect Quentin Tarantino's opinion right now anyway, and maybe just work to get better and work until we can feel safe in our own homes and in the streets. And that's my final opinion. I think they're blowing this out of proportion, but I think maybe that was a little harsh criticism on the police because they are here to help us. I know I'm taking both sides, but that's how I want to end this. I can see, you know, I can see both of their arguments. So, yeah, you're right, Jay. We got to wrap this show up, guys. Thank you for joining us. This has been Cruise Control. You know, you can always contact us on Twitter, @ChristianCruise66 for me and @JayFilms for Jay. Sorry, guys. You know, I have to wrap this up real quick, so I'm going to let Jay take it out. See you guys tomorrow. Good night.
Later, guys.